This is Trevor Cars, and I'm going to talk about choice. And the power of choice. In the 21st century, I noticed that there are 12 different types of eggs at my local grocery store, ranging from free range to organic to all the different types of grooming methods of how they raise chickens. Well, the eggs are now separated. I remember even 10 years ago, it was just one egg that you would get to choose from. It wasn't so complicated. And this is just one example of many of how choices are really overtaking our lives. And we are paralyzed by the amount of choices, and we struggle to make decisions because of choice. And we don't know if the choice we end up making is the right one. In psychology, that is cognitive dissonance theory. It's the buyer's remorse, or the chooser's, end state after making a choice. And we beat ourselves up constantly over the choices we make, and it's not going to get easier. Now we try to figure out which social media platform to invest our time in, and we struggle to choose between one and the other, and then news influences our choices, and we go back and forth. So the dilemma of choice is, I believe, an epidemic, in that we have plenty of people who are paralyzed, who are incapable of making decisions today. I can only imagine what presidents and world leaders have to go through today as more choices are at their fingertips and more decisions must be made, and the demands are greater. The stresses in our lives are much greater as the choices have increased. And how do we overcome this paralysis of choice? How do we battle through this? And it's not an easy answer. But we have to be diligent. We have to say, that is the one, I'm going to own this decision, and that is the choice, and I'm sticking to it. And you have to accept your feeling of regret. You have to know that there is no right or wrong choice, but making one, the act of making one, is the appropriate decision to make. kids don't go to university because of how many programs there are in school, and they are paralyzed by choice. They do not know which course to go with. They end up taking a year or two off to think about it and reflect, and then they come back and they still are maybe uncertain. And even as they go through school, it's, is this the right path? Is that the right path? And they're just uncertain. Choice is this very uncomfortable workload on one's plate. And most will try to pass it off to someone else to say, you handle this. There are fewer leaders today because nobody wants to own those decisions. And even the leaders today may be uncomfortable with plenty of decisions, as they are alone to make those decisions. I will say that making a choice is the right decision. And moving on, getting more diligent, and getting more comfortable with making choices is good. And getting used to making mistakes when you choose is good. And feeling the effects and the negativity is good. Get used to it. Get comfortable with making decisions that are wrong, that are right. Just get used to it. So that choice making is a quicker effort. It does not take up so much stress and so much of your day. Some choices are very easy, and yet we still dwell. Should I work or should I take it easy today? Well, if you want to make a difference, do the work. And you have to weigh your thoughts, and your thoughts get in the way of your choices, and your peer influences affect your choices, and the news affects your choices, and all of these stakeholders in your decision-making now affect your choices, making it ever more complex. Sometimes you need to be free of those stakeholders and say, this is my sole decision to make. I remember the purchase of a car, of my second car. It was more major purchase. It was, you know, a $30,000 purchase, and to me it was the biggest physical purchase I'd ever make at that time, that I'd ever made at that particular moment. And I had the opinions of 5-6 other people as to what to buy based on experiences. And I struggled to make a decision because of the feedback. And some of it I appreciated, and then I realized, okay, at some point, how much information is too much? How much feedback is too much? We dwell on the reviews of others. We sit on Amazon looking at reviews. just reading them over and over again, nitpicking the pros and cons of a particular device or a book or what have you, and we are torn by it. I had analysis paralysis, inability to make a decision because of all of the reviews and all of the options, and I ended up never making a purchase. This happened many times before. With the amount of information at our fingertips now, it's more difficult than ever before to make any purchase and make a good informed decision without any regret. And the more you think about it, the more you fill yourself with regret, and the more you feel like I need to backtrack and pivot and change my decision. And then you go and you sway back and forth and you show that you're indecisive, and that's not an attractive trait. That's not a professional or appropriate trait to have. It's no way to lead a life, a healthy life. As it breaks you down, it stresses you out. Even the decision of what clothes to wear, and the amount of choices you have in your wardrobe, and you wonder, great, what can I do today? Which restaurant to eat out? What food to cook at home for tonight? What has happened for me is that I have reduced my clutter and reduced the amount of decisions that I make in a day by getting rid of stuff, by removing the noise. So now I only make a few decisions in a day, and those decisions are critical. I do not think much about what I wear, do not think much about what I eat. Those are trivial decisions. Business decisions are more important, and spend more time on that. And I've gotten better because I select which choices are needed to be made. And then I remove any of the choices that are unnecessary. So that is one strategy to cope with your choice dilemma. Remove choices. Is it a choice that needs to be made? Is it really that important? Is this really something that's going to impact your life? Is this really something that you have to live with? Is it really that critical? And more often than not, our choices are trivial, and that we do not need to make them at all. We can just remove all choices altogether. Do you really need that new dress? Do you really need those new jeans? Do you really need a new car? Do you really need to eat out? The answer is unlikely if you have taken the necessary preparations and you've ensured that your fridge is maybe full of the foods that you need, and it's easier, and it's less likely you'll make silly decisions about eating out, or you've got your top quality clothes in your wardrobe and all of your other crummy clothes are taken away and they're donated, so that your self-esteem is at a high and that you're always looking at your best clothes and you're never feeling like you need a new pair of that or this, because you have your best, and that will likely serve you for years. As we choose to consume, and yet we do not need to consume. process of buying things. You go on Amazon, do you need that book? Do you need that piece of electronics? And it's unlikely that you do, as you should be content with what you have. You should be content with the life that you have. You should be content with the people in your life, as they are the ones that enrich your life, not the choices on physical products and choices on trivial decisions. Reduce the amount of choices. Perhaps the main choices you make, you will have deep thought and warranted thought on those difficult choices. And that is okay, as you know that they are important and you can devote the time. You'll get better at making tough choices. And that is important, is that you make tough choices commonplace. Make trivial choices non-existent. And it may be difficult, but tune out the noise. Get focused on the choices that matter.